Julia Gillard has hit back at claims by the opposition leader that she's demonising foreign workers. Tony Abbott says the government's crackdown on visas for foreign workers could stir up hatred. But the Prime Minister has told us here on News Breakfast the government needs to ensure foreign workers are being brought in to cover skill shortages. The man accused of murdering Melbourne woman Jill Maher is facing two more charges. Police have charged Adrian Bailey with two counts of rape and false imprisonment. They relate to two assaults in the St Kilda area last year. Bailey is accused of raping and murdering Miss Maher, after she left a Brunswick bar in September last year. Catholic cardinals from around the world have gathered in Rome. They're meeting behind closed doors to decide the date for the conclave that will elect the next pope. The Vatican says it expects a new pope will be in place before Easter. Tourism Australia will launch a new international campaign today. The $4 million campaign, in coordination with state and territory tourism authorities, will target the youth market. It wants to promote Australia as a working holiday destination. And Queen Elizabeth has left hospital a day after being admitted with symptoms of gastroenteritis. She shook hands with hospital staff and was smiling as she walked to a waiting limousine. A palace spokesman says the Queen is in good spirits and her stay in hospital was simply a precautionary measure.